Testing, testing.
When you get to $150 and yet another $1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Planning Points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from $131 to $227.16. Limit 5,000 Planning Points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
A diabetes drug could help lower the risk of recurring strokes and heart attacks. A trial done at Yale University finds that the drug sold as Actos decreased the number of cardiovascular incidents by nearly a quarter through a five-year span. A different study done in 2006 found the drug reduced risk for heart attacks and strokes, but not for those who had experienced one previously. People who undergo heart surgery or suffer a cardiac event are typically prescribed a cardiac rehabilitation program as part of their recovery process. Dr. Leslie Cho with the Cleveland Clinic says cardiac rehab is one of the best things the heart patients can do to improve their odds of survival, as well as their quality of life.
We have designed an exercise program. You exercise in a hospital with an exercise physiologist, with nurses and doctors, and we gradually build up your exercise capacity.
Cardiac rehab is a 12-week program that's suited to each person's functional capacity. Patients will typically exercise 3 days per week for about an hour each day, in addition to meeting with a nutritionist. And most cardiac rehab is paid for by insurance after you've had a heart event or a surgery. Dr. Cho says multiple studies have shown that folks who do cardiac rehab actually live longer, have fewer heart attacks, and less need for repeat hospitalization. And she urges people who don't think it's worth their time to give cardiac rehab a try.
It's really crucial because it's not just about exercise. It's about learning how to eat, learning to stop smoking, controlling your stress factors. It's really a crucial part of having a healthy life after your heart event.
I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com, and I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hutton Chamber Radio entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Good afternoon. You are on Healthy Hunterdon, and I'm going to give you a quick weather report. Now, usually I do my look out the window weather report that everybody loves. But looking out the window, it looks sunny and beautiful. But we know it's been raining all week. So the official forecast is that tonight, patchy fog after 2 a.m., otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 67. West wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. I would say just carry your umbrella everywhere for the next couple of days because you never know what's going to happen. But we will be right back with Healthy Hunterdon after this advertisement.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got a year.
Healthy Hunterdon in the studio today. I didn't have my mic on there for a minute. But I hope you like that theme song. So Healthy Hunterdon is a relatively new show. It's less than a year old. So I always like to tell people why we're here. So once a month I come in. I am a registered nurse. My name is Kim Blanda. And my show is called Healthy Hunterdon. And really we talk about topics that hopefully are relevant and things that people can use to live a healthier lifestyle in Hunterdon County. And today we have a really good show, so I'm very excited about it. I have Amanda Medina in the studio today, and I think you're on mic two. We're going to do a test.
Hi, can you hear me?
Nope. Three?
Hello?
Yes, now I hear you.
Perfect. Hi.
We have Amanda on mic three, and we are on Facebook Live today, which I think is my first or second time doing this. So we have to remember not to do any crazy hand motions, which I usually do.
Okay.
But anyway, Amanda is here, and I'm going to have her introduce herself, and then we're going to talk about a couple of topics today. So Amanda, let us know who you are and where you're from.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for inviting me to your show. My name is Amanda Medina Forster. I work at the Hunterdon Regional Cancer Center, and my job is to oversee the Hunterdon and Mercer Chronic Disease Coalition. Our coalition focuses on cancer prevention, and we do different projects in Hunterdon and Mercer counties. One really interesting thing we do is we try to prevent cancer, of course, but we do it in different ways. One is through HPV education and outreach with our communities, our parents especially, and our school nurses in Mercer County and Hunterdon County. Another really cool thing that we do is sun safety with mm-hmm. children. We try to talk to children and parents and educate them on protecting yourself from the sun, and most importantly, just being healthy. So overall, our goal is to prevent cancer
right.
at the Cancer Center.
Right. That's wonderful. So today is really all about prevention. And you mentioned HPV, and for those who don't know what that stands for, what is that?
It's the human papillomavirus,
okay.
HPV, and so it's been going for a long time, but just in the past 20 years, we've been able to see it and mm-hmm. how HPV actually causes cancer.
So what exactly is this virus, and how would someone get this virus? How is it caught?
Oh, so this virus is actually mainly in the genital areas, but it could go also to the oral area, in your mouth, your neck. But it's skin to skin. It's not, you don't get it from saliva or kissing, but it could be skin to skin.
Okay.
So that could be sexual activities. That could be different ways. Of course, a lot of sex play, oral sex.
Mm-hmm.
could cause that too, but what we tell parents is that just because your child is not having intercourse and there is skin-to-skin contact, that child can get HPV.
Okay, so if someone had HPV,
mm-hmm.
and is it also called genital warts?
It could cause genital warts.
Okay, it could cause genital
yes.
warts. Okay.
Yeah.
So are those the kinds of things that would cause the skin-to-skin if there's actual, you know, I don't even know what you call them, warts or things outside the body that could touch another person's skin?
Right. So it could okay. cause warts, and it could cause other symptoms as well. But warts is one of the biggest symptoms
okay.
of HPV. Because HPV, it's hard to detect. If you know, for example, for boys or for a lot of people, most of us are carriers of HPV. It's our immune system that allows us to stop it from spreading or just, I guess, you know, we get cured from it.
Okay.
But the majority or all of us carry an HPV virus at some point in our lives.
Okay. So at some point in a person's life, they would have picked this up probably from some sexual interaction.
Right. It could be one partner. You could have had 100 partners.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't matter. You could have had a partner 10 years ago and you would still, and that person HPV and you got HPV, it all takes it one time.
One exposure.
One partner, one time.
Okay.
And you could have HPV.
Okay. So, you know, realistically, you may or may not be a carrier of HPV.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, yes, you could be a carrier, but the point is it moving from being just an HPV virus to going to a cancer.
Okay.
So
tell us a little bit about how that happens or
sure.
What you would do.
So, yeah, of course. So there's different types of HPV, the strands.
Okay.
There's strands 16, 18, 31, 33, 45, 52, and 58. I know that's very technical, but these strands cause the cancer. They cause cervical cancer, vaginal cancer, vulval cancer in females, penis cancer, penile cancer in men, and in both males and females, it could cause anus cancer and anal cancer and cancer in the throat.
Yeah, so these are really serious. You know, this is major, big time cancers that could be caused by HPV. And from what you're saying, it sounds like it's can be spread easily and it may be widespread. So what do we do about this? How do we protect ourselves from this?
So the great thing back in 2006, they developed a vaccine for this cancer, and this vaccine is the only vaccine that prevents cancer. So it is considered the holy grail of cancer prevention. With this vaccine, you could actually eliminate 98% or more of the virus that could be holding. So a lot of parents, this vaccine is given at adolescents between the ages of 11 and 12. Some pediatricians give it to kids as young as 9.
Mm-hmm.
We recommend 11 to 12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so why is it that they give it so young? Because, you know, hopefully most 11 or 12 year olds are not sexually active. So why is it that they give it that young?
That's a great question. So your immune system at 11 or 12 years old is at its peak.
Okay.
So you have probably the most effective immune system. When that virus, that vaccine is given to the body, it works the best at that age. And this is all based on clinical studies for many, many years. It's not a one study time vaccine. I mean, this has been going on in Europe, these studies, and the effectiveness of this vaccine is phenomenal.
Wow.
So in Europe, they've had more studies on the effectiveness. And in the United States, we're starting to see a major decline in cancer because of this vaccine.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And at the Cancer Center, I do want to say a lot of our cancers, I want to say 20-30% of our cancers are because of the HPV.
Wow.
So we have to always think about how can we prevent our cancers.
Yeah, so that's a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, 20-30%, that's a lot. And what's typically the age group of the people who get cervical cancer? Is it because some can be young, right?
Some could be young.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen different ranges, but usually with the HPV vaccine, that will keep people from getting it.
Yeah.
And so you could have HPV, the virus, at a young age, say 15,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes it doesn't show up in the body as a cancer until you're in your 30s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it, and that's just an example, but it takes a while for the virus to evolve into the cancer.
Okay.
So that's why we feel it's so important to get your children vaccinated.
Yeah,
at that age.
And I know when they first came out with the vaccine, at least for me, I was thinking it was really something primarily for my daughter. And then, you know, I started to hear no, it's also for the, you know, the teen boys, because for several reasons, because there's certain cancers associated with males.
Yeah.
But then also it's also protective for the females, if the males are also vaccinated.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when the vaccine first came out, you know, I believe what happened is the marketing was off.
Mm-hmm.
It was focusing on girls because they saw the cervical cancer. Everyone was looking at cervical cancer, vulval cancer, and the female cancers.
Mm-hmm.
When there was an increase of penile and anal and other cancers among men, that's when like the marketing needs to bump for both genders. And so that's what kind of happened. I know there was a lag between the girls getting vaccinated and the boys, but now it's a major push for boys to get vaccinated.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, can you talk a little about the actual vaccine? Is it just a one-time dose or are there several or?
So that's a great question. So there's actually a couple of vaccines. The Gardasil is the one that I'll be talking about more because that's the one we primarily use.
Okay.
But so right now the Gardasil only has a one shot deal where you could get the one vaccine shot if you're between the ages 11 and 14 years old.
Okay.
Now, if you pass your birthday, you're that age group, then you're going to need two shots.
So if you're older than that.
Right.
And is that because that's the age that your immune system is is stronger or whatever? So they feel like if you're older than that, you need two.
Right. And that just happened, the one and two vaccine shots.
Yeah. I was going to say, because I think when my children were vaccinated, I want to say it was two or three. Ever three?
Yeah, let me
That's okay.
Correct myself. It's actually two shots.
Okay.
From 11 to 14.
Okay.
And then once you pass that, it's three. You have to get three shots.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
Apologize.
Yeah. So I think one of my kids needed three and one needed two or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I forget.
Now, if your child does have a weakened immune system, then they're going to recommend three shots primarily.
Okay.
But from 11 to 14, right before your 15th birthday, you want to get those two shots in.
Okay.
And it's not as, the side effects aren't different from your typical flu shot or anything else. You might get a little bit of swelling on the arm. Muscle might hurt a bit, but there shouldn't be any other side effect.
Yeah. I know for my children, they had no side effects at all.
Okay.
So it was, pretty benign as far as that goes. Okay. I know that you had, I know, 100 in Healthcare did a Facebook chat on HPV and there were a lot of questions that people sent in. So I wanted to kind of maybe go over some of the questions because that might be helpful to the listeners. Let me just check our time here. Oh, I went over. Okay. So let me do a few commercials and then we will come right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Okay, this is Healthy Hunterdon, and we are back with Amanda Medina from the Hunterdon Healthcare Regional Cancer Center, and we are talking about HPV and specifically talking about preventing HPV with the with a vaccine that is available for our teens. Is this vaccine also available for adults, and do they recommend it for adults?
So it goes up to age 26 years old.
Okay.
So you could get it.
Okay.
Of course, we recommend that if you're 15 to 26, you're going to get the three doses.
Right.
And your physician should tell you that, of course, but yes, at 26.
Okay. All right. And I was just reading some statistics here that I think are important because, you know, there's always people who are concerned about getting vaccines. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, there's a lot of misinformation out there about vaccines, about, you know, different things they can cause or effects that they can have on people. And, you know, some people are choosing not to vaccinate their children. So I think it's important for people to understand that these cancers are real cancers. They are, they're very destructive cancers. You know, it's
right.
Not that anybody wants to have cancer, but it's not, these are not fun ones. You know, I remember, not that there's a fun cancer, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I say this because I really want people to go out and vaccinate their teens. You know, I used to work in a center where we did ultrasounds. We did, anal ultrasounds, checking for anal cancers. And there's nothing worse than having a beautiful, vibrant 25-year-old woman, girl, you know, mm-hmm. on your table and see on the screen, you know, that she has an anal cancer. You know, it's just horrifying, especially as a mother, you know, seeing that.
Yeah, so, absolutely. And we do see a lot of young people come through our cancer center, and you wonder why, what's happening with our environment. Is it environment? Is it our food? It's, you know, we always guess, try to figure it out. But the one thing that evidence is showing, and there's so much data to prove that this vaccine does, you know, help prevent the cancer.
Yeah.
And it is, of course, you know, the one thing of all our oncologists, you know, especially one of our champions is Dr. Megha Shah. She's our medical oncologist at the Cancer Center. And she speaks about this in, to community members and to the public about she would vaccinate, you know, once her kids get older, she plans to vaccinate her children. Mm-hmm. And being somebody who treats cancer patients, she has a passion for the HPV vaccine and what we need to do for the community.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. So I'm just going to read this here because for those of you who are sort of not sure about the safety, and certainly you can do your own research, making sure that you go somewhere that's reputable,
yes.
not
uh-huh.
fake news, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the United States currently has the safest, most effective vaccine supply in history. Years of testing are required by law to ensure the safety of vaccines before they are made available for use in the United States. And the process can take 10 years or longer. So, and then it also says once a vaccine is in use, CDC and Food and Drug Administration monitor any associated side effects or possible side effects. And I will mention on here that besides the pain and possible swelling or redness at the site,
mm-hmm.
They have had a number of people who faint after receiving this vaccine. So I know when my children were given it, you know, they made sure they were in a sitting position and they monitored them for, I think, 15 minutes or something like that
right.
afterwards. So, you know, so they know what's going to happen. They can prepare for it. And, certainly I'll take that over cancer.
Right. And that could be a lot of vaccine, even the flu shot, the vaccine, you
right.
know, these are very common side effects.
Right.
Rare, but common.
Yeah.
And they're not severe.
Yeah. Exactly.
And of course, like, just like you said, the FDA, does have a very strong, you know, group of people who will look for and investigate any severe side effects.
Okay. Yeah, it even says here in one of the clinical trials, more than 30,000 females were vaccinated during that trial. And that's a lot of people, you know. And many people have no side effects at all. Like we talked about, my children didn't have any side effects. So what are some other things? I'm seeing a question here about, could HPV vaccine cause my child to have problems of infertility?
Right. That was one question that we had in our Facebook chat, and there is no data to show that it causes infertility as of right now. We haven't, of course. However, women who do develop cervical cancer and that actually require cancer treatment, that limits their ability to have children. So the vaccine, of course, does not, that we have no data to prove that. But if your child or whoever does get cervical cancer, then that treatment might prevent them.
Yeah. And another one here says, I'm just worried about that my child will perceive this as a green light to have sex. I mean, it says numerous research studies have shown that getting the HPV vaccine does not make kids more likely to be sexually active or start having sex at a younger age. And certainly I hope parents are communicating to their children that this is, first of all, it's not a birth control, number one, and it does not eliminate your risk of other sexually transmitted diseases.
Right.
So I think it's very important for parents to be talking to their children about, you know, about diseases associated with sexual things, or even just blood contact or whatever.
STIs. But you're right. When you do talk to your children about this and they're really curious about what vaccine they're having, make sure you say cancer prevention. This will prevent cancer.
Yeah.
And I think everybody will agree on that.
Yeah.
And please talk to your pediatrician too, if you have any specific questions about your child's immunity. Is your child a good candidate? Of course, all children should be vaccinated, but if you feel like your child, you need more guidance or just reassurance, please talk to your pediatrician about.
Yeah, that's a really good point. It's not a decision that you just want to make on your own. You want to make sure you're properly informed. I mean, we're giving a lot of information today, but I think it's nice to have those one-on-one conversations. I know when my children were becoming of that age the year before, I started talking to their pediatrician about it in preparation because, again, I mean, even though I'm a nurse, I wasn't familiar with the vaccine.
Right.
And, you know, I don't want to just go giving my kid something if I don't understand what it is or the benefits versus the risks. So I had done that at their 10 or 11 year old visit. And then I, you know, they gave me information. Mm-hmm. They gave me everything I needed. I did some of my own research. And then by the time the year rolled around for them to have the vaccine, I felt very educated and, you know, had the information that I need to go ahead and move forward. So I encourage people to do that as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let me look at the time here. Can you believe our session's almost half over?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's 4:28, and we're going to take a break in 2 minutes. But is there anything else that you wanted to mention as far as HPV?
I guess just the message here is it is a cancer prevention vaccine. It's not a sexually active vaccine. It doesn't promote sexual activity with your children. And please talk to your pediatrician about the vaccine. He or she could give you more information about it. And if you do find, if you do go on Google, look for reputable websites. Look for the American Medical Association or other medical society websites.
Yeah. Okay? So just one more thing that I'm going to bring up is for older adults, you know, not talking children's now, children, but for the adult population, cervical cancer screening.
That's really important.
Yeah. Right. So what is the recommendation for that? And can they check for HPV when you're having your annual?
Your annual.
Yes,
they do. They check for HPV. They do look for that. Let me look at that.
Yeah. So when you go for your annual, or however often they're recommending, I'll be honest with you.
At 21.
Okay, so at 21 years old.
Yeah, from 21 to 65, It's recommended that you get that women get a cervical cancer screening.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they will check for HPV. At
yes,
least I
they
know
check
that,
for
yeah.
HPV. They won't check it all the time because if you haven't
right.
had it, if you had it the first time, then they'll do follow-ups. But if you haven't had it, then they're not going to check for another few years.
Right. If you're with the same partner and not at risk for
Right. Your doctor will know.
Contracting
when to
give
it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. All right. We are going to go to the news in just a second.
USA Radio News.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan dismissed a push by House conservatives to impeach Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Ryan said he believes this doesn't reach to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors. Meanwhile, Congressman Jim Jordan is one pushing for the impeachment. He explained why he thought it was the right move to make.
We have sent numerous letters to Rod Rosenstein they haven't complied with. Two subpoenas they haven't complied with. We've caught the Department of Justice hiding information, redacting information that they should not have redacted. We know that Rod Rosenstein threatened House committee intel staffers, threatened them, chilling impact when they were trying to do their job, our job of doing the constitutional oversight we're supposed to do.
Jordan also announced he would be running for Speaker of the House should the Republicans hold on to the majority after the 2018 elections. The president is in Granite City, Illinois, where he is celebrating the expected return of over 800 steel jobs. Earlier today, the president was in Iowa leading a discussion on developing America's workforce. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
That I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got a year. Oh, I feel nice.
All right, and we are back. This is Healthy Hunterdon, and I am here with Amanda Medina from the Cancer Center, Hunterdon Healthcare. And we just had a conversation about HPV and the HPV vaccine, which is recommended for children. And now we are going to talk about skin cancer and skin cancer prevention, mm-hmm. because many of you may not know this, but we have, at least we did, I don't know if we still do, we had the highest rates of skin cancer or melanomas right. in Hunterdon County, which might surprise some people.
Yeah, so melanoma is the deadliest form of skin cancer, and we are number two.
Okay.
So Cape May, New Jersey, is number one, and we're number two. So
okay.
Even though we're not
high.
Number one, it's still really
that's,
high.
That's really high,
yes.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
First, a lot of us are outside. In okay. this county, we're out. Doors people, mm-hmm. you know, we love our recreation. We love fishing, running, hiking. We're just very rural in this mm-hmm. area. I think that has something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if other factors have been studied, like environmental, but
yeah.
I know.
I do think, you know, we have a certain percentage of agricultural, you know, community here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you don't know if people are really protecting themselves from the sun and the environment. So so we need to get off of that list as the number two. We need to, you know, move down in the list. Okay. It's not usual that you want to move down in the list, right?
Right. We want to still be the healthiest county.
Yes, we do. So yes, we do. We're working on it, right, Amanda?
Right.
Okay, so what can you tell us about, I was just kind of looking at these numbers on the break, and it says 1 in 5 Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime.
Right.
And that's significant. Well, that's a lot of people.
And there are certain risk factors. So if you have light hair, light skin, redhead, freckles, blue eyes, there's a scale that people look at, certain researchers, and mm-hmm. your physician will look at to see if you meet these criteria that considers you a candidate yeah. for potential skin cancer. We're not saying everybody with these characteristics of blue eyes, blonde will have skin cancer.
Like me.
that you're more, you have less melanin. That's what protects your skin from the rays, the UVB and UVA rays from the sun.
Okay.
And those rays do different things to the body.
Mm.
One changes your cell structure and actually creates the cells to morph into a skin cancer.
Okay.
So because you have these characteristics, I'm not saying you're going to get cancer. You just want to protect yourself.
Right.
And again, at the Cancer Center, our main mission is to protect every community member from right. cancer. Even though, you know, I guarantee we'll take care of you as much as we can if you come through our doors. But honestly, we don't want to see you walk through
right.
our doors.
Right. You're trying to prevent the cancer in the first place. And especially something like skin cancer, I would think is preventable.
It is. So there's different things you could do. The one main thing is our sunscreen. You mm-hmm. know, if you have no shade and you're not protected with clothing, you know, definitely use a sunscreen that is, it doesn't have to be a high SPF, that sun protective factor.
Mm-hmm.
It could be 30
mm-hmm.
or no more than 30. After you hit 30, you're fine. If you hit 50, it's only 1% more that you'll get protection.
Okay.
If you hit 70, I know a lot of companies are coming out with SPF of 70, and they're charging 3 times more.
Interesting.
It's not needed.
Yeah.
A 30 or more is fine.
30 or more. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you say that because I'm one of those people, you know, because I know that I'm at risk.
Yeah.
So I do look for things that are very high, and but I also wear a hat and I stay under an umbrella.
Yep.
And my children make fun of me because I have this wide brimmed hat, and
that's
my
perfect.
Yeah,
that's
and my son
need.
Plays soccer, and my daughter is a swimmer. So when I'm out, especially in the summer, but most of the year, except for maybe the winter, I have the hat on.
Yeah.
Much that's to their disappointment, I guess.
Because that hat will protect your ears, your nose, your neck. I mean, we try to educate children as young as 2-3 years old.
Yeah.
Protection, school, clothing protection, hats, using the shade. If mm-hmm. you're not protected with your clothes, go find shade.
Right.
And then, of course, sunscreen, even an umbrella.
Yeah.
We know if you don't have the protection from this, from your clothes, get an umbrella.
Yeah. So now I know you said you talked about the characteristics of people who might be more at risk,
mm-hmm.
The blonde hair or the red hair and the light skin and the
and
blue
the
eyes
freckles.
And mm-hmm. the freckles. But does that mean that people who are darker skin don't have to protect themselves?
Well, I'm so glad you asked that question. There are a lot of people who have darker skin, African Americans, mm-hmm. Hispanics that do get skin cancer. Mm-hmm. They get it different parts of their bodies. The women get it behind their legs, near mm-hmm. their calves,
okay.
their palm of their feet, the palm of their hands. And you know, there's reasons why. There's a lot of science that shows mm-hmm. why. But we see them at later stages. So mm. they're coming to cancer centers at stage 3, stage 4 melanoma.
Oh, boy.
So because just because you have a darker skin does not mean that you're not going to get skin cancer. You
yeah.
still need to protect yourself
yeah.
with using.
And don't you think it's also a good idea to look at your skin? I mean, I know that sounds funny, but I feel like, you know, we walk around in these bodies every day, but it's really important to take note if there's something growing or there's a change in color.
Right. So we recommend 2 things for that. Yourself, skin check. You know, you check mm-hmm. yourself. You have your partner check you as well. Any mm-hmm. moles in the back that you can't see? Any changes? You know, every couple of months, check your skin. In addition to that, go see your dermatologist to have a thorough skin exam, or your primary care physician. Have a thorough skin exam.
Yeah.
You need those two.
Yeah. And I know because I am one of those people that, you know, is susceptible. When I go to the dermatologist, they actually take pictures of different moles that I have. And, you know, although they look fine now, they want to know the next time that I come, they want to be able to compare the size. They take measurements. They actually take measurements.
That's great.
And they have, you know, a whole charting system for doing that. So I think it's, you know, I think it's really important. And I think it's important too that we're looking at our children. Mm-hmm. And although maybe they're not at, you know, a high risk of melanoma as children, but I think it's also good to make them aware that, you know, if they have certain moles or things, that they should be looking at them as well. It's just a good way to sort of incorporate that into their lives so that as they get older, they can keep an eye on these things, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think looking at our children all the time and what you're, they see what you're doing.
Right.
So if you do the right practices, protective practices, not tanning, don't put baby oil on tanning. If you have to be a role model for your children, and I think that's the way to go. But I just also want to mention tanning beds are probably the worst thing you could do for your skin. It's the UVA and UVB rays that come from the tanning beds are so enormous that they'll just really morph the
skin. They're more destructive than even the sun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I've heard a lot of people say they go to the tanning salon before they go like to the Caribbean or something because they want a base tan.
Yes, I've heard that too.
So from what you're saying, they're destroying their skin before they destroy their skin.
More. Right. They destroy it much faster, quicker with that zap in the suntan and suntan bed.
Wow.
And then they go out for the prolonged sun.
Yeah, so that's really scary.
And then the more times you go to a tanning bed, the more chances you are to develop skin cancer. Mm. And that shows that there's a lot of science to prove that.
Okay. All right, so stay away from the tanning beds. Mm-hmm. And nowadays, they do have a lot of products to make you look like you have a tan, you know, without being in the sun. They have tinted, you know, it's almost like makeup for your skin, I'll call it, or make tinted lotions and things. Right. Because I know, you know, everybody feels like it looks healthier to have a tan. And people like to get tanned in the summer. A healthy glow.
That's what they call it, the healthy glow.
But there are, you know, bronzers for women that they could use on their face that give them that healthy glow without the, you know, skin damage.
Yes, absolutely. I think, you know, look, talk to your dermatologist what's safe for you. Mm-hmm. A lot of over-the-counter, Jergens, Neutrogena, a lot of the name brand products have that bronzer in it. So you don't have to destroy your skin.
Right. Right.
To get a healthy glow.
I think that's a very good point. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking on this paper that you gave me, and it shows different types or different things to look for when you're looking at melanoma. So if we see something on our skin, what are the things that we should be looking for that maybe should, you know, get us to the dermatologist?
So the rule of thumb, what we call is the ABCDE of melanoma. Mm-hmm. So there's five things you look at when you look at the mole.
Okay.
So you want to look at the symmetry of the mole. You know, is one half of the mole unlike the other half of a mole? So if you look at your mole, you put a line right through it. You look at if the one side's different from the other side.
So maybe one side is very dark and the other side is lighter?
Or one is more scattered, or one is looks like a half a circle.
Okay.
So, you know, you want
it to be different.
Very different. If you could fold that mole in half, that would be exact the same.
Okay. So that would be a bad thing to see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're not the same. Okay. Another thing is the borders. The B stands for border. So you want to make sure that that border of the mole is not irregular.
Mm-hmm.
It's not scattered like a scatter plot graph. Mm-hmm. It's not just poorly defined. It's just kind of, it looks like just somebody just got a marker or something and just
Okay.
Like a, you
so
know,
it's not like a perfect circle.
Not a perfect
it's kind of
circle.
Irregular.
Yeah, irregular.
Okay.
The C is the color. That's actually really important. So you want to make sure that that mole is not varying in color.
Mm-hmm.
One part is lighter than the other. One's darker. One's black at the corner. And then the mm-hmm. middle's brown. And the other side is red or whatever. You want to make sure it doesn't vary in color.
Okay.
The other one is diameter, D for diameter. So you want to make sure that that mole is not a larger than 1/4 inch, which is a pencil eraser.
Okay. And the last one we're going to hold till after
okay.
the next break.
Thanks.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Okay. And we are back, Healthy Hunterdon. We are talking about skin cancer and skin cancer prevention. And Amanda Medina is here from the Hunterdon Healthcare Cancer Center. And she was just reviewing the ABCDEs of melanoma. We didn't get to the E yet. So we talked about asymmetry, the border, the color, the diameter. So what is the E?
The E is evolving. Does that mole evolve? Does it change? Does it look different from the rest of the moles or changing within, if is it changing within the shape or color in a certain time frame?
Okay.
So that's just...
So maybe it starts off like really small, but we notice it's getting bigger
or different
darker.
Darker or a different border or whatever. So the evolving is really important. So if you do find any spots that in your skin that are different from others, that are bleeding, itching, or just doesn't look right, please call your primary care physician or a local certified dermatologist.
Yeah.
You need to get looked at as soon as you can, because the earlier you get seen, the better it is for any treatment.
Yeah.
And it can be as easy as just some topical oil or topical treatment to very, very minor surgery.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I see on here a skin cancer self-examination. And we talked about that a little bit before, but I think it's a good idea to sort of review this. It says, checking your skin means taking note of all the spots on your body, from moles to freckles to age spots. And it would actually even be a good idea for people to kind of print out this diagram of a figure, right?
Right.
And kind of mark, like I was just saying my dermatologist did. Mm-hmm. But with that said, I feel like if you have marks on your body, you should be checked by a professional.
Right. Absolutely. There's a thing called the mole map, and mm-hmm. that's an app or, and there's on your phone, there's so many apps now, but one of them, like a mole map, and it gives mm-hmm. you like your whole body. And you could tell, you could point to where you want to, the different moles are.
Okay.
So it could remind you maybe kind of track month, them. I need to look at that more carefully. I need to look at this area more carefully. But this mole map also tells you what areas of the body to focus on. It's areas that we neglect, the back of the neck, mm. the back of our legs, you know, around our waist, things that we never really pay attention to.
Yeah.
We're so focused looking at our skin, our face, but not the rest of the body.
Right. Yeah, that's a very good point. And I've even heard of people getting skin cancer in like strange places, like between the toes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or you mentioned on the bottom of the foot.
Right. And actually, that's how Bob Marley passed. He had melanoma in between his toes. And he thought it was an infection from a soccer injury.
Oh, my gosh.
But it ended up he had melanoma.
I mean, doesn't that seem so strange? Like, mm-hmm. why would you get it there?
Go anywhere.
Yeah, right. I know. That's just so strange. So that just even tells you more that if you have, you know, moles, you should just have them checked.
Yes.
The best thing is you just go to the dermatologist and they check and they're like, nope, they all look fine. And that's mm-hmm. such a good feeling other than, you know, my daughter had one on the bottom of her chin. And she's a teenager, and I looked at it. You know, I am a nurse, so I kind of looked at all of these things, and I didn't think it was cancerous. Mm-hmm. But I felt so much better just taking her to the dermatologist and having them look at it professionally, and they have those special glasses, you know, to really see it. You know, to just know that we're keeping an eye on it. And also, I wanted my daughter to understand that it's important that she, you know, in the future follows up for these things and watches them and keeps a lookout for them.
Absolutely. And also, I just want to make note that if you don't have a dermatologist, go see your primary care. And
okay.
Let them, if you do see a mole that's different or changing or, you know, meets any of those ABD mm-hmm. criteria, talk to them about it. The Cancer Center, the Hunter Marine Regional Cancer Center, also hosts a skin cancer screening program, and it's a free program for our Hunterdon County and Somerset County residents mm-hmm. that meet certain criteria
okay.
That don't have a dermatologist and have not been checked for skin cancer the past 2 years.
Okay.
And they could come in and get a quick 10-minute check with a dermatologist. And then the dermatologist will tell them that, yes, you need to come see me or you're fine for another year.
Right.
So it's once a year. It's free. It's in May.
Okay.
So, you know, hopefully we'll get the word out for next year.
Yeah. So then there's really no reason to get checked.
Right. We're trying to give people as many opportunities and
yes.
Recommendations, ideas.
Yeah. So if you have insurance, you go to your primary or you can get a referral to your dermatologist. Mm-hmm. Hunterdon has several of them. Mm-hmm. And if you are underinsured or meet criteria for the other program, then you can get that screening for free. So there's a way in this county to get it done so that we're not number two highest rate of melanomas.
Right.
So help us out there. Go get checked and make sure that you're doing the right thing for yourself. I was just looking back on the sunscreen sheet that you gave me because this is always an interesting thing too. And my kids tend to like to use the spray sunscreen. And I don't know if you have any recommendation versus, I prefer the lotion. I feel like it's a heavier administration,
right.
But what's your professional opinion about that? If you have one.
I actually don't. My point is to put sunscreen on.
Okay.
If it's a spray and that's all you have, then that's fine. Just make sure you rub it in really well. A spray is just not a spray and you walk off. You have to rub it in your skin.
Okay.
Of course, we recommend lotion, but if you use a spray and you prefer the spray, that works fine too.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a lot of sunscreen. You just need like a shot's worth, which okay. is an ounce
okay.
of lotion for your whole body. So don't feel like you have to use a half a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And one important piece, if you're sweating or you're in the water, make sure it's water resistant or sweat proof.
Okay.
And reapply. if you do, if it does come off. Reapply every 2 hours at least.
Okay.
So it's a lot of information, but if you go into the AAD.org, that's American Dermatology, American Academy of Dermatology.org, AAD,
mm-hmm.
It gives you a lot of great information about skin cancer and sun safety.
Yeah, I can even see something here. It says spotskincancer.org.
Mm-hmm.
So there's probably, probably a lot of stuff there too. Mm-hmm. And so they do make water resistant sunscreens.
They do.
But they still need to be reapplied?
I would. I haven't looked at the literature.
Okay.
I wouldn't reapply every hour.
Yeah.
Because you probably still see it on your skin.
Yeah.
But just to be on the safe side.
Yeah. Definitely. And the broad spectrum, what exactly does that mean?
So that covers the two UV light rays that come through the sun. So it's UVA and UVB. When it's broad spectrum, it's going to take care of both of them.
Okay.
Which most sunscreens already do that.
Okay.
But just make sure it says broad spectrum.
Broad spectrum. Okay. And at least 30.
At least SPF. 30. Yes.
Okay. So anything else we can do to protect ourselves? You know, I often wonder when we're driving in the car, you know, and sometimes I'll have my arm up on the window. It's closed, but I'll notice that I'll get some sunburn on right. your arm. So what is your recommendation just in your daily life?
That sunscreen. Any change in your skin color is called a skin damage.
Mm.
Just flat out. It's not a healthy glow. It's not a nice tan. You're actually damaging your skin. It's your melanin trying to protect your skin.
Okay.
And that's what it's doing. It's your body trying to protect itself
when
you get darker. So realize that if your skin is getting darker because of your driving, your right arm, your left arm, just realize that. And then sunscreen, of course.
Yeah.
You could put it on.
Yeah. I know that for me, I use sunscreen on my face all year round because I'm so sensitive to the sun. But maybe I need to be putting it on my arms too.
Yeah. If you're driving, you're not covered. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Great idea.
All right. Amanda, this was a great show. I really hope that people, number one, get their teens vaccinated for HPV. If they are older than that, that they're getting the proper screenings that they need. And if somebody had a question about possible screenings that are going on at the hospital or, you know, what kind of doctor they could go to or things like that,
right.
They can contact the Cancer Center.
Absolutely. At our Cancer Center website, you'll have different programs. But one program I do want to talk about just really quickly is the 100N Cancer Education Early Detection Program.
Okay.
So this is cancer screenings for people who do not have insurance or have high deductibles, such as under insurance. So you may qualify. You could get free cancer screenings for colorectal, cervical, breast, and prostate cancer screening. So, you know, on the website, you'll have that information, the description of the program, the eligibility criteria, and, of course, you know, who to contact to make that appointment.
Yeah. That's wonderful because I do worry about people that maybe don't have, you know, access to health care, meaning they don't have the finances or their insurance is, either they don't have insurance or, like you said, the high deductibles can be an issue as well. And
that's a big issue.
Yeah.
People don't want to pay for the high deductible, so they'd rather not go to see their doctor if needed. So it's really important.
And
we see that as a barrier.
Yeah.
So this program and other programs at the medical center will help you take care of that.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today.
I really appreciate this.
Come back anytime.
Thank you.
And we are going to get our vaccines and we're going to wear our sunscreen, our hats, our sunglasses, stay in the shade.
Yes.
And make sure that we're seeing our physician when we should to get those preventive checks.
Perfect.
So thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Healthy Hunterdon and we are signing off.